block leader Fred Schuller did not leave their hiding place. Galloping daybreak. The red sky of daybreak passed over the Reich capital, which lay beneath a low-lying cloud cover, with the grey dust of battle and fires underneath. The street could barely find any footing in the debris in the streets. By contrast, the day cast itself expansively across the land to the west of Brandenburg, up to the Harz. There, a rain front quickly sucked up all the power of morning, for example on the border between Dingolstadt and Zilli. U.S. Army supply convoys pushed along the avenues from the west in the hope of reaching the tank units, which were waiting there idly by breakfast. Death in confusion. The von Voss family made for the woods. They wanted to flee. The bridge leading westwards across the river seemed impassable. Russian troops were approaching from Anklam. The landlord of the estate decided on suicide. He shot his wife, then his daughter. He killed the estate secretary,